Liz, I am so happy that Framebridge is a sponsor of this episode of Satellite Sisters because I have the perfect job for Framebridge.
Oh, you have something special that requires framing? Preservation Liz. For the ages?
Yes, I do, Liz, because my book, The Marriage Sabbatical, was named a People magazine pick of the week. And guess who is on the cover of the People? My girl, Valerie Bertinelli. I mean, I want the magazine, and then I want to cut out the special, you know, mention of my book all in one frame. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
That's going to be fantastic. Plus, there's your head in a bubble. You have your book, the recommendation of your book, your head in a bubble, and Valerie Bertinelli. Framebridge it, baby.
Right. I mean, Framebridge is so good at framing unique and interesting items you want to display on your wall. Yeah. It's just used to be difficult to get that stuff framed and expensive, but Framebridge makes it so easy. So if you have travel souvenirs or original artwork or hotel key cards or menus or tickets or wedding invitations, Liz, do you want to frame a license plate? I know who can do it for you.
This is exciting, Lee, and welcome back, Framebridge.
And we love Framebridge because the quality is super high. Liz, both you and I have gotten personal things framed at Framebridge, and we display them proudly in our house because it's easy and affordable. You know exactly how much you're going to pay up front. The frames are gorgeous. You get fast service, free shipping, and it's super great for gifts. And guess what, Liz? Happiness guarantee. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So Framebridge, get ready because my Valerie Bertinelli, People Magazine, and Marriage Sabbatical Pick of the Week mention is coming at you for framing. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
You're listening to Satellite Sisters.
What's a satellite sister?
The person you call when the best thing in your life happens or the worst.
The person that gets you up, gets you going, and gets you through.
And every once in a while, changes your mind.
This podcast is part pep talk, part weekly check-in.
Like grabbing coffee with a friend.
Thanks for being here. Welcome to the Satellite Sisterhood.
Welcome to Satellite Sisters, Leanne Dolan and Liz Dolan here today, and welcome to the first episode of our Satellite Sisters Uncommon Senses series. We have based these episodes on a book we wrote in 2001 called, no surprise, Satellite Sisters Uncommon Senses, and it's about the lessons we learned and the values we developed growing up in a big family. It's great material, and we often talk about it in our speeches and our live presentations, but we don't often talk about it here on the podcast. So we decided to do a whole series around the five uncommon senses: the sense of connection, the sense of self, the sense of humor, the sense of adventure, and the sense of direction. This one is the sense of connection. And we are going to see, Liz, have we changed it all in 20 years? Have we developed? Have we lived our values?
You would hope one bit. Okay, you would hope that you have changed, lived your values. That's it. It's a tough line to walk, Lee. And how much change is right? Anyway, so listen to this. Really, listen to the whole series. All of our podcast episodes are at satellitesisters.com. So the five-part Uncommon Senses series, and then hundreds and hundreds of others, or on any podcast platform you may be using right now, like Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'd love it if you follow Satellite Sisters on whatever platform you use. And that's good for you too, because then it means any new show we do, any surprise shows, any emergency podcasts, boom, you will get those when they drop. Also, be sure to sign up for Pep Talk, which is our bi-weekly newsletter. It always has news about what we are up to, plus general news, talk, and laughs. Leanne, what would you say? Pep Talk's got tips to clip. It's got all kinds of stuff. It's got entertaining sisters. Anyway.
Lots of recipes, Liz. Sometimes a funny cartoon at the end.
Cartoons. Anyway, the best way to sign up for Pep Talk is if you go to satellitesisters.com. The sign up will pop right up when you're on the homepage. So just do that. Thanks.
Hey, and we taped this episode at a live event in Minneapolis. So you're going to hear a very enthusiastic Satellite Sisterhood in the background. Mm-hmm. Liz, you look really happy. What's happening there?
A lot of things going my way, Leanne, but here was the best news in my inbox this morning is I got my email from ButcherBox saying, we're starting to get your next box ready. And I just love when this happens because then you click on the link, you can go in, you can see what's on sale, you can get the best value for your next order, and then boom, customized box showing up in a few weeks at my place. I love being in the ButcherBox family, and they give me plenty of time to get ready every time.
There is good communication in the ButcherBox family. I agree, Liz. They want you to be happy. Yeah. They want you to have
peace. Better than many families.
That's right. It's right. You know, we love the 100% grass-fed beef, the free-range organic chicken, the pork that's raised crate-free, wild-caught seafood. They're humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. Free shipping always, and you get that customized box of everything you want. ButcherBox, thank you so much for bringing us peace of mind, and keep those emails coming. Liz, today's offer is spectacular. ButcherBox is giving Satellite Sisters listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order.
Okay. Oh, that is the deal of the century, people. What are you waiting for?
Free ground beef for life of your membership, plus an additional 20% off your first order. Use the link butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to get free ground beef for life plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/sisters, code SISTERS. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Okay, we're back. Here we are with our live audience in Minneapolis. You guys are doing a bang-up job in the big, fun department, and that is what we promised. We also promised that there would be no learning at this event. Still cheering for that. Okay. But we lied. Here's a little warning. Some learning is about to happen. Okay, so this show is the first of 5 shows we will do between now and the end of the year. In each one, we will review the Satellite Sisters' 5 uncommon senses. Those 5 senses, which were not in the quiz, those 5 senses, which we really think are fundamental to all of our lives, to our show, to the way we think about relationships, those 5 senses are sense of connection, sense of self, sense of humor, sense of adventure, and sense of direction. Today, because this room is so filled with it, we are starting with sense of connection.
The sense of connection is the realization that going through life with other people is a better way to go. Our listeners believe what we believe, that being someone's sister, brother, or teacher, or friend is really what gives meaning to our lives. We learned our sense of connection by wearing the same clothes, sharing the same bathroom, traveling in packs of 10. Those were our reasons. But most of us are bound together by sharing small, everyday acts with people around us who support us, who accept us. Sometimes they set us straight and always encourage us. Through all the writing and the outlining and the togetherness, we've learned some lessons that we wanted to share with you today. And we call these the Satellite Sisters Home Truths.
We have been developing these over the years. Home truth number 1. This may sound familiar to you. What women do and think and say should not be dismissed as being less important than the news of the day. Right? It's really tempting to lump all of our conversations into the girl talk category, but we've really learned that it's the range of women's interests that needs to be honored and respected. There is time for a thoughtful discussion of public education reform. There is also time to ask for advice about what to wear to an ex-boyfriend's wedding, or to remind a friend to get her colonoscopy. All of the events in our lives are worthy of being explored intelligently and with humor. That is home truth number one. Okay, home truth number two. Surprise, surprise. Women learn from other women. When it comes to navigating transitions, making changes, or just buying products, most of us rely on the experiential learning of our friends and family. Sure, every once in a while, we get an expert opinion. But then again, you know my feeling on unsolicited medical advice. Still feel very strongly about that. So every once in a while, we get an expert opinion, but most of the time, we make our biggest decisions with the help of the people who know us best and or have navigated that situation earlier. Should I go back to school? How do I care for my aging parents? Should I have another baby? Is there time for me to fill in the blank, whatever it is in your life? These are the questions that are for your satellite sisters.
All right. Home truth number three, you can't make new old friends. I'm going to get to a lot of you in this room next home truth, but there is something about the deep connection you have with the people that maybe you grew up with, or that you went to kindergarten with, or to high school with, or your college friends, or your work friends, or your new mom friends, or your new dad friends. Do new dads have friends? We don't know. Do men have friends? We don't know. There's just a tremendous value in that shortcut language you have, that even if years, maybe even decades have gone by, you can pick up right where you left off. You can invite them to your hotel room, like my friend Liz did yesterday, to tweeze your eyebrows. That's what having an old friend means. And I think in the pandemic, I mean, we gained almost nothing. I mean, I gained 15 pounds from the sourdough, right? At one point, my husband and I, we had a sourdough dealer. Because we weren't baking the bread, we were just eating it. And I found this dealer online called Walrus and the Hedgehog. And I don't know if it was Walrus or the Hedgehog, but they would deliver the sourdough bread to my doorstep, no contact. And after like 6 months, Barrick's like, we have to stop the sourdough for the sake of the children.
Those were dark times.
They were.
Very, very dark times.
Yeah. But we pulled through. We quit the sourdough. But I think a lot of us were able to reconnect during the pandemic with deep old friends on Zoom. I mean, what an extraordinary technology that became. And again, we had nothing else to do.
Yes.
So we were setting up Zooms with high school friends and college friends. And I think it was an extraordinary way to reconnect with old friends. It's always worth reconnecting. We've said it forever on Satellite Sisters. Go to your high school reunion. Go to the wedding, even if it's across the country. It's important to show up for somebody's parents' funerals. Those are all important things to do. You just can't make new old friends, and you can't take those relationships for granted. They do need work. They need work.
Mm-hmm.
Home truth number four, you're not too old to make new friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Every one of you
yes.
has made new friends.
Yep.
I mean, that's why seeing my book club, my book appearance 2010 group all sitting together, the Jay Jillers there, I mean, they
it's
made
incredible,
new friends.
Really.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And they get together, they watch the movie, Mamma Mia, they made drinks, and they couldn't be bothered with bracelets. They made bead rings. What is that?
Yes.
But they did it together, you know? Yeah. They made new friends through Satellite Sisters, and I think this is an extraordinary experience for people. I hope you go home with lots of pictures and new contacts and stay connected in a way that you never thought possible. I mean, I thought the only way to make new friends in 2023 was pickleball. But... But apparently there are other things that people can do together in a group and enjoy themselves and drink and talk loudly. And that's what's happening here. So you can't make new old friends, but you're not too old to make new friends. Do it.
Always have the grace to let new people in your life. Yeah. Home truth number 5. Togetherness is a better way to go. Let's just face it. People need people, as the song goes. Whether it's with your family or however you define your family, that sense of connection is a powerful and positive tool. And we need to prioritize our roles as friends, as sisters, as mothers, as daughters, as teachers, whatever, because that's how we are connecting. We are doing that work. So people need people. Those are very important roles. Now, we did some learning on this side of the microphone as well, because we have learned so much from you in the last 25 years. Number one is ask for help, because you know what? People really want to give help. Look at this group. If you have a question about static cling or aging parents, this group is going to they're going to dive deep. They're going to give you those answers. You don't have to worry about that. The second thing I'd say that we have in our community is that we have a safe place for friendship. It's important that you make a safe place where everyone is welcome. All views are welcome. And that civility that we all love is there. We learned that from you. Laughing, okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Civility, so underrated.
Yeah.
We were on it from the beginning.
We were. Laughing, and you have to start with yourself. And I love how everyone here just, you know, has such a self-deprecating sense of humor, you know, and they're willing to make fun of themselves, and then they're going to make fun of you, you know, and I think that's
very large forehead. Very large.
Something that
I don't even think that's true. I don't
and
know.
And again, I have a cowlick. I can't get bangs, Carol.
She's listening somewhere now.
Okay, but you never went with the bangs, Leon. You held on strong. But which is another learning lesson that we got from you, which is about change, is being open to change and changing your mind. I listen back to some of the early shows, they make me cringe because of some of the things you say, but it was a different time, a different place, and you should, again, have the grace to change and to say, hey, I need to rethink this. I need to do this differently.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree that changing your mind, also underrated.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. More, please.
Yeah.
Yes.
This one is so deep to me, and I've learned it all from you, is that everybody has a story. Everybody has a story. And we're honored that you have shared your stories with us. Oh, my gosh. It means so much to
us. So much. Okay.
Okay. We had to have a little crying, Leon, a little just. And the last thing, which is, it is, you know, it is your patience, your loyalty, and your support. That is what you want in a friendship, and you have given us to that. You are role models for us in terms of patience and loyalty and support.
Okay. Okay. Good job, Julie.
Thanks.
Good job.
It's my role on the show. You know that. Yeah.
The classic sister.
I know. Just why would I try to do that? I can't do that. But I will say this. When we first started Satellite Sisters, we were the first radio show. It was a huge idea in 1999 when we were pitching this. We had a website. And you know, we had a logo, because Liz, we didn't know how
Mastermind.
To do radio, but we had a logo and a website, and we thought, this is it. This is the wave of the future. We're going to be able to communicate with our listeners through the website, and we did. You know, public radio people, we started there. Boy, did they enjoy emailing. So many grammatical mistakes.
There's
they enjoyed
so
correcting. It was fantastic to hear from them. It was great. But what we didn't count on was social media.
We did not see that in 1999. I hate to thank Mark Zuckerberg.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to do it. But what we didn't understand was that you would connect with each other. That was the part. We used to talk about a satellite sisterhood and, listener loop. And we talk and they email. And then we announce that on the show. But
We thought we were going to have to create the groups at one point.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Well, thank God we didn't.
No. Woo, Satellite Sisters Circle, an idea from 2002. But we didn't have to do that because thanks to social media, you created your own groups. And that was extraordinary to us. It's been incredible to watch over 23 years, the way that you've come together and stayed together and connected. And in a million years, we didn't anticipate that. And we had Liz on the team. I mean, she thinks big thoughts. Yeah. And even she, with her logo, did not see that.
Did not see that coming.
So that's been extraordinary to watch, that now we really do have the Satellite Sister Circle, and we didn't have to do anything.
That's the best part?
That's the best part. Yes. We didn't have to do it.
What they call organic, I guess. Yeah. Just organically, here you are, friends with each other. Really, far beyond anything we do or say or create, you have found each other, which is unbelievably satisfying to us. So we want to close the special episode about the sense of connection by also just reminding ourselves about the transformational power of conversation. I mean, it's what we've been talking about on the show forever. It's what you're talking about with each other, especially women's conversations. You know, and we don't just mean podcast conversations, right? It's not like what we talk about transforms you. That's not what we're saying. We're saying, what were you doing? Though we hope it does occasionally.
I think they can tell by the sincerity in your voice, Liz.
But I just want you to think about, what were you doing before we were announced coming in the door? You were sitting next to someone you may or may not have ever met before, and you were having conversations with each other about your lives. You were sharing things. You were getting to know each other. I mean, that is really, everyone will leave here transformed. And we've always said, not every conversation will change your life, but any conversation can. And when you think about it, I hope when people head home tomorrow, you can think about, maybe there's a handful of conversations you had here today or last night in the bar or whatever that are really going to stick with you for a long time. That is transformational. There are things that I know there are conversations I can think about that I had with a friend or a listener that they didn't even know they were saying something important to me. They did not know that I needed to hear exactly what they were saying at exactly that moment. You can, who said this? Julie, everyone has a story? Yeah. You don't know what people are going through. So you could be saying something to the person next to you that is something they really need to hear or really need to know. And you don't necessarily have any way of knowing that in advance. And that's why just having the conversation is so important. So not every conversation will change your life, but any conversation can. We still live by those words. And that's why we end every show the way we do, by reminding you to call your satellite sister. Thank Woo! You.
This is so awesome. Yeah, really.
You guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Crowd noise for the recording.
Thank you.